to another episode at GP After Dark. I am your host, Moving and Grooving with Nikki. And we have our other host with us.
Artist Beauty. How everybody doing this evening or morning, whatever you doing.
Whatever time it is, wherever you at. EST, Pacific, CST, whatever. We just want to say, hey, you guys, what's up? And we hope you guys are doing great. And wow, it's been a whole couple weeks for us to be back airing. So we very excited to be back here today to catch up. So woo-hoo. let's do some catching up. I can't even remember the last episode, but what I can do is remember catching up on where we was. I'll start with you, artists. Man, let's catch us up and let us know what's been happening.
Family birthdays, business trips. That's the latest.
That's it?
Yeah, that's what's pretty much been going. Oh, and then I've been actually accomplished two of my goals on my short-term goal list. So I've been, you know, on my moving and grooving effect, making stuff happen, not get up.
I'm going to be your cheerleader for that one. That's what's up. That's what we got to do. We got to cheer our peoples on no matter what circumstances we going through. So, I mean, catching up on me, man. So journey has been a journey. Of course, it's always a journey in Nicosia's world with a lot going on. You know, I've been on my self-care life plans journey. I think that's probably something we was talking about before with life plans. And it's been going okay. It's still a lot of goals I haven't really targeted, but I have been touching on a lot of them. So just trying to get back steady on that, as well as I'm in school.
Okay.
So that has been very, I will say I was a little bit worried starting off because never being to college and then taking an online class, really, I kind of discouraged myself because I'm like, am I going to be able to do this? I'm a visual person. I need to be in person, learn. I need teachers. I haven't been in school in over 20 years. Oh my God, can I read, spell, write? So I kind of just took myself through a lot of different changes that was unnecessary because it has been going great. You know, I'm going to overachieve. I'm going to do the best I can. So just really manifesting great grades, but more than that, just learning and taking in all the knowledge to help me with my success and to bring in more success. So school has been, it's been awesome. I mean, what I have been learning so far has been just eye-openers, reflections, as well as just insight on what I already know, but enhancing the skills to critique everything that I'm doing now and that's going to really further me in life. So I'm happy for that.
That's good.
As well as being happy that we have our, you know, a new member of our family. If I didn't share that last time, I probably did, which is Fendi. So he has been another joy in our life, and he's like a little kid all over again, and he's lovable. He's just so cute. You can't even get mad at him. But back years ago, I done tried dogs a few times. So all my dogs has been in dog foster care because I just couldn't do it. I don't know if it was just mentally or what. We just wasn't ready. We wasn't fit dog parents back then. We didn't have the time. We didn't have the patience, you know, and it was just like, it just wasn't working out. But it's different this time around because we don't feel, you know, we're able to give our fur baby the love and attention that he desire, and able to now just kind of, you know, stay consistent on parenting. So I pray and manifest that we continue on with that and he don't end up in my mother-in-law house. So you know, that won't happen, but hey, them dogs is in the best care they will ever be in their entire life. So kudos to, man, the pet parents. Kudos to you guys. Yes. You go, it's a dope job. And I understand now, you know, I definitely understand. First I'm like, oh my God, like, they love their pets. And I understand, we do.
Yes, because Fendi is definitely a greeter. He greets you as you come in the door.
And he's just like very smart, very smart. So he, you know, we took him on his first vacation and he did wonderful. You know, he tried to get into some little candy, thought he can, you know, eat, get down with the kids.
He's like, it's my brother's birthday.
I want to give no, calm down. But he did well. He chilled, you know. So he was probably excited, more excited than we were. So I think the kids going to think every time we travel or do a little trip vacation, you know, we have to bring our little buddy with us. But yes, our buddies can go, you guys. So, you know, quick tip, you bring your companion, your support dogs and service animals. They can travel everywhere and there is no restrictions, even no restrictions on being inside homes. You just have to be prepared, mentally prepared to have it done. But otherwise, working.
Kids started school.
Yeah, kids.
That was my daughter's first day of school. I forgot. This week was the first day of school for the kids.
Yeah, so that went well. Yes. Kids seem okay. They not coming back crying, not being bullied, not...
You know that on the first day, everybody is cool. It take like the middle of the school year where kids get comfortable trying to pull that type of stuff.
Yeah, so that was exciting with the kids. We also celebrated over the weekend. My son's birthday is August 11th, but we did it pretty early just because school was starting. So we wanted to kind of knock him out the ballpark and have a weekend of fun. And boy, did we. We did a lot. And a lot in the weekend, things that, you know, he wanted to do, which was very fun and very relaxing. I can definitely say I relaxed off that. So it was not overwhelming. It was very excited to spend. So that's about it. Now, just ready for the next step. About to send a son off to college in the next few weeks and he move into his dorm. So I got to start getting him prepared for that. So you viewers out there, I hope y'all tune in to my Instagram. I'm going to be doing some, dorm, what's that called? Some, trunk parties. We want some trunk parties going on, y'all. We need some trunk parties. These kids, they need some, dorm stuff. They need to get moving. And so I think that's going to be exciting. It's going to be his first time alone, you know, on his own. So I hope he is excited as I am. I definitely want to bring him onto the show. So I'm going to try to get him on before he turn in so we can hear from him and see how his thoughts is with, you know, starting his own journey. You know, being 18 years old, we all have been at that point of our life where we are about to be adults and adults, and we now are about to have full responsibilities that we have to take on. And taking on responsibilities, setting goals, having targets, and being accountable for things all brings on just a whole lot of things. And one being just, I could say, one being just obstacles. You know, during your journey, you're going to have obstacles. So now we just want to talk about, like, not giving up.
Yes, not giving up. If you ain't give up on that, man, don't give up on your dreams, sister.
So definitely that's what we want to kind of talk about today, is just overcoming obstacles in life, how to overcome them. What do we do, you know, to overcome obstacles? Well, what have we done, you know, to overcome our obstacles and, you know, probably help you guys to overcome your obstacles or be prepared for the obstacles that's going to be on your journey, because the obstacles come with the process. So no matter what, you're going to have some type of obstacles, and it don't do anything but make you stronger. That's all I can say.
Yes.
It definitely creates a barrier of strength for you. So artist, tell me about a time you remember a discouraging time or obstacle, that something that kind of took you to the point where you just like, I just want to give up.
Let me see. I had a few different times. When I first relocated out here to Arizona, I kind of felt like this isn't the place for me. They requiring you to do too much just for a house. They want you to pay this, this, and that just to get into a house. And I'm not used to that. So that was a time where I kind of felt like giving up, but I didn't. And then another time I felt like giving up, out here in Arizona, they require you to have a fingerprint clearance card, and mine got denied. So anytime we fail, even like if we fail a test or we get denied for something, our first instinct is like, forget this. I don't want to do it no more type stuff. But I have a purpose for my fingerprint clearance card. So I had to do the next step, which was do the good cause. Because after you're denied, they say you have to do a good cause. So I did the good cause and I turned it in. And they emailed me telling me I need some more stuff. And I'm like,
so let's go backwards. So you, because you just said a whole lot. You was mad. So you moved out of state. You know, with the intent of start or have a fresh start.
Yes.
But you thought your fresh start was going to be fresh and you was going to start and there was going to be no problems. It was going to be a breeze.
I thought it was going to be a breeze.
And that's great because you manifesting that. But in the process of you having your good start, you ran into issues with first, your stay home. Trying to get your own home. That was a struggle for you.
Yes, because every time I did something, it was my criminal background. And I'm like, what does that got to do with me paying my rent? Like, I have
a
rental.
It has a lot to do with it because people want to know who's going to be staying in their home and are you reputable, checking your credit. Then it's, you know, the neighborhood. Yeah. So, of course, that's going to come up, you know, as well as credit checks come up.
Right.
Criminal background checks, criminal credit checks, history, you know, all of that is going to be ran neck and neck. So that was your first obstacle.
Yes. And I didn't give up because I had a winning mindset. I'm like, I got to get this done. Like, I know I can do this. So I proceeded. And I, of course, I had to go a different route, but it still happened. And I still got it done.
Right. You paying your bills, right?
And I paid my bills.
You paying your bills. Okay. So your next one was you trying to knock out some other goals. And during the process of knocking out your goals, you needed to meet some requirements. And one of the requirements was for you to obtain a fingerprint clearance card.
Correct.
So when you applied for it, it got denied.
Yes.
So when it got denied because of background.
Yes.
And therefore, you like, wow. So they tell you, hey, you can take this denial and end it, or you can apply for a waiver, and the waiver consists of A, B, C. And one of them was submit supporting documentation as well as complete a good cause, like a letter, statement.
A statement, explanation of each case that they were asking for.
So they can take it to the board and review it to move you forward.
Yes.
So that's their requirements and you just had to follow them.
Yes.
Okay. So you
took... Because they were saying like every case ever in your life, no matter if it wasn't listed. So I got to thinking like, you know, I was a wild little hot mama growing up getting in trouble. So,
well, those are the consequences.
Yes, and that's what I'm teaching my daughters, like, do not get in trouble, no matter if people say, oh, it's gonna be a juvenile, it's gonna go away when you get an adult. No, that's not
The case, huh?
Exactly.
Nope.
Because you still have to
them choices
explain.
And decisions will definitely follow you, right? So at the end of the day, you took care of that, right?
Yes, I did it. I did all the requirements. What discouraged me is because they're like, they need this, some court documents. So when I called on to the court and I asked, can I order it over the phone and have them mail it or send it through email? They said, oh, it's going to take about 3 months. I'm like, 3 months? No, I got to get this done now because I got until September and I want to show these people that I'm really serious about getting my fingerprint clearance card. I don't want to wait to the deadline or, you know, close after I got that denial to, you know, submit whatever I needed.
Right.
I made sure I did it right away so that the investigator knows that I'm serious about what I'm trying to get done.
Right.
So even after I, you know, did what he told me to do, I emailed him personally. I know he get a lot of different people he talked to every day, but I still emailed him and let him know, hello, this is Artis. I submitted this, this, and that, and the other. Please let me know if there's anything else that I may need. He said he had everything, and they're going to do, you know, move forward. And He said by Friday, it was Friday, that is when they're going to do the meeting, which right. I couldn't be present.
Mm-hmm. They want to sit alone to talk about you.
Mm-hmm. And I got an email at 9:30 Friday morning. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay.
So that email came through.
And they granted me my fingerprint clearance.
All righty.
So let me know, like, don't give up, sis. Don't give up. So now I'm
keep
working
fighting.
Towards, yes, I'm keep fighting. Like,
even if you got to know. Guess what you got to do? When them doors close, you got to open them back up. You got to still go for it. When the yes. door is closed, you got to go by the building.
Okay.
Yes. You got to let them know you can't stop.
And I'm keeping my winning mindset, making sure I keep that.
Yeah, you got to. Even if you, whatever, I don't care.
Feel discouraged, I got to keep going.
How low you are, how bad you feel, you still just got to walk through this world like you. I got $1 million in my pocket. My heels is 6 inches. My head is as high as the sky. And my chest is poked out like a double D, and I'm you know, I'm still moving. I'm still mm-hmm. walking through the progress. What I'm going through on the inside ain't gonna show on the outside. And you got to put action in place. Yes. You know, the moment the what happens, you know, we gonna get into that one. We gonna get into that one.
Okay.
It's the what happens. What happens when, you know, we just don't, you know, when we give up and we just don't allow us to think with our brains, you
and
know.
And when you don't give up, it's actually like when things happen that you want to happen because you're fighting for what you want, which is not giving up, you know, it motivates you more. Like, since I got my fingerprint clearance, I'm like,
it's motivating
okay.
you now. Guess what you can do? You're like, oh, I'm about to go be
girl,
the mayor.
Girl, I'm thinking about all times. So I'm yep. like, okay, what I'm going to do now? Like, I just been looking at stuff like, okay.
Next thing,
it's
next.
Just so, it's just exciting. You know?
It is. It's very exciting. And you have to, great job. You know, great job. If no one told you, congratulations and keep pushing forward and not, let's, what's next?
3 people told me congratulations. No, 4 people told me congratulations.
Right. So that's good enough.
Yeah.
That's good
so
enough.
So my congratulations to myself was good enough. I didn't need no validation. Baby, I was my own validation.
You like, better say it.
Can't nobody tell me nothing but this fingerprint. You don't know what it is until you get out here, baby. Once you get out here and you get to apply for stuff and they're like, you need a fingerprint clearance and you know you got to do the ropes. Like, okay.
Yeah, that was a little deep for you. So, all right. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I hope that others can know, you know, understand things that they can do to move forward, because they probably don't even understand what a good cause letter is or understand that you can do that on your own or you can reach out for help. You guys, it's really, they want you in your own words to state, you know, what happened and also support yourself, you know, back yourself up on why, mm-hmm. why you should do, you know, why they
and
think you should move forward. So sometimes you have to advocate for yourself. And if you don't, you gotta find, you know, there are people out here that will help you advocate, you know, to get those done. So just don't give up and think it's impossible, because it's not.
Right.
It's not. I will say, man, one thing that ever discouraged me in life, a lot of things, a lot of things, but man, exactly. But if I can go all the way back to my childhood, I think I will start from, you know, when I did get into my trouble and thinking that I'm young and I got my background and record and not assuming. I was assuming that, you know, I'm young and I was not knowledgeable of what it would do to my future or my success or just trying to accomplish goals. So the first business I tried to open up was a home daycare. And you know, when you open it up, any businesses that has related to the state, they will, you have to do all the whole process. You got to get your policies done. You have to get the house career, everything done. So I remodeled my entire, it wasn't my first home. Probably like my third or fourth home that I own. I remodeled the whole basement, spent, man, I had got everything to the nine. It looked so beautiful. And, you know, applied and was denied. denied. Very discouraging. It was so discouraging because, you know, I applied for an appeal. And I remember even, you know, sometimes you don't understand the support you need and the help you need to battle with certain things. And I went to this appeal and I wasn't physically, mentally, I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared for the appeal because you just not, that wasn't my level of knowledge. I didn't know what it consists of, what I needed, what facts I needed to support. I have facts now though. Anything that I do in life, I'm coming to the table with facts, you know, but I went to the appeal and oh, they made me feel like the worst of the worst at that table. Like that probably was one of my communication issues where I just felt not able to feel confident to speak because, you know, I was so uncomfortable and I felt like I was just like, I didn't belong. And I was turned down. And at the end of the day, I had to sell, give away all what I'd done. Basement, it was just, hey, set up for somebody else, whoever else want to have it. But that was it. So me thinking, what's going to happen next in my life? And am I ever going to be able to start my own business or do anything in my name because I ruined myself because of my own choices and bad decisions in life from an error? What can I do? It was just discouraging. So it was scary to even apply again for another business because all that's in the back of my head is not going through what I went through before and being denied. And even after that next, even after I got through that first jump and I did get approved by taking a leap of faith and applying, I still had to apply a million more times afterwards with all the other businesses. And even though I don't try to have no recognition or memory of what my past consists of, especially if it was bad and if it, you know, challenged me and, you know, but shoot, everybody else don't forget it. You know, every time I did anything, I had to be reminded. I had to face it. You know, and it just never gave me the confidence to face what I did and what can stop me. So each time I had to go through a pattern of good calls, you know, mm-hmm. what you call it, and so many supporting documentation. Like so now, exactly, I'm like, I have to carry a folder of not worried about that. Make sure my references up to date, update my letter of who I am and what I'm doing, and make people see me for me. Because at the end of the day, what they see me as is what's on paper, but that's not who we are because we was bad or did right, something or right. you know something. When you got repeated, that can be like, now listen, sis, you need to change your life. But when you just make something and, you know, you make an error, as we all do, you could be faced with that. So that was so discouraging that I didn't know what it would take. And then not only on that, you know, that wasn't one of the hurdles or the discouraging things, even starting my business. And I'm thinking, oh, shoot, I'm approved. I got it. I'm about to be a millionaire, y'all, tomorrow. Calm down. No, it don't happen like that. You better sit back, read those goals, and think about 3 to 5 years and putting it all together, because nothing is happening overnight. Now, you got everything else you're going to be faced with and everything else in that whole journey of trying to get approved through that and trying to make it that can be barriers and roadblocks to try to stop you from just succeeding and moving. And it's going to take just you to be able to just think differently, have a different mindset, be prepared for it, and not just not give up.
Yes.
I done had licensors say, you sure you want to do this?
Man,
you're not going to get no residents. You're not going to get any residents. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. And I'm like, dang, I'm like, the licensor telling me this. So I'm like, oh my gosh, should I be doing this or what? And I'm just smiling. And I'm like, okay, okay. You know, so I went through a whole year and a half without a resident. And I'm thinking, this lady was right. But then, no, I had to think differently to say, Nikki, what are you doing? I was in school full time for here. So I got to say, God ain't ready for me yet. he ain't ready. You know, it ain't time. It ain't time yet, you know. And plus, I wasn't even applying the pressure that I need to know. You know, we get in business. We don't know what we doing. We just open up the business. I'm learning as I go. I don't have the leadership skills. I don't have the marketing skills. I don't have the communication skills. I'm learning and I'm researching and developing myself and trying to develop the peoples that are in my team.
That's true.
So I didn't understand that, but we understanding it through the process. It's a process, baby. So you're going to learn your purpose and your passion. You're going to keep moving through it. So at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, well, I understand it's a process. And I don't even think I was applying the pressure that I can apply today. I wasn't applying that back then. I didn't know how to go out here and market it, build the relationships I need, get connected with the right people, go out there and gravitate to a different audience and target my audience and get connected with case managers and people that I needed to get connected with to understand how to build this business. Right. But that same licensor, I want to say thank you, because that you didn't discourage me enough for me to give up. You encouraged me enough to keep pushing forward and giving me the strength. So I thank you for that, because you didn't crutch me. You let me know it's going to be hard and you better work hard. And that's what happened. I kept working hard for it, because now I could check an email right now. It says, do you got a bed opening? So every week my beds are filled, you know, so that's the joy that was back. Now, y'all, listen, like I said, it don't happen overnight. That was 13, 14 years ago now. I got an email today. It takes time to build it, you know, but you got to be motivated enough to do what you got to do. Stay comply, work hard, be ethical, and be positive during the journey. And don't let the obstacles stop you. Don't roadblocks gonna be there. I started gravitating to roadblocks. Like, I wanted it because I think it built character. It built your strength. When you thinking, oh, I'm feeling weak, I can't do this, but in reality you did it.
Yeah.
You more stronger than you are today than you were tomorrow. I mean, than you were yesterday.
That's true.
So you stronger today than you were yesterday. And guess what? You're gonna be 5 times stronger tomorrow because of all the experience from the past. And you ain't letting the past consume you and keep you down. You letting the past build you up to keep moving forward.
Yes, that's true.
And that's what it do.
Yeah.
People have every type of obstacles. It's not just in business. It's personal. It's relationship. It's even our children. They face obstacles. Even with now, they're going to school. We don't know the level of stress they carrying with what they have to go through entering into school and wondering, am I going to be liked? Can I make an A? Can I do this? Or they have insecurity. So we don't even understand the obstacles they have to do with, oh, I got to do a test and I don't understand what's going on. And they stuck in a classroom and then feel like they can't come to us, or they can't come to the teachers, whatever. Or they don't want to raise their hand because they feeling like, I don't want to be the dumb one in class until they get older and be like, you better raise your hand 15 times to get an understanding. So obstacles comes with the process, the nature of the beast.
Right. They say you have to fight through some bad days to earn the best days of your life.
You better fight through them, because that's the warrior in you, you know. So we all go through obstacles. We go through relationship obstacles with battling, you know, communication or trying to connect or trying to understand one another, you know, and that could be discouraging. So, you know, it's like, I analyze people's lives. I analyze and reflect on my own life on certain things. The difference of we can take two piles. We can take a pile of things that we can easily give up on, and the things we don't give up on, you know. So it's like, what's the difference? You know, like, you did all of this, but then you can't apply that same mentality to all of that. You know what I'm saying? So you got to balance that out. Like, you and understand, you know, those are barriers and obstacles that we juggling, you know, juggling life at its fullest, and you got to know how to get through them, because everything in life has a process, you know, and it's work. You know, some people, they'll give up because they don't want to do the work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think it's the work.
It's the work, because that's what kind of discouraged me. I didn't feel like, I was thinking like, dang, I don't feel like having to ask nobody to go down to the courthouse in Milwaukee for me. And you know, because I'm thinking that it's too much. But when you got supportive people, you know, and my mom, she's been very supportive. I called her and said, you can go downtown. She like, yeah, let me know what day. She owed me because I ain't sending her the day and time right away. Right. She's like, okay, we got to get this done.
Some people want to see you win.
What time, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
To when she can go. And she went down there and it only literally took her like 5 minutes.
Right.
She got everything and sent the picture to me and boom, I emailed it to them and it was done.
Exactly. So that's one thing.
Then I was also kind of like, I got to write this explanation, talk about how it happened, what I've done since then. And you know what I'm saying? Just prove my point. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, kissing their butt to get what I want. That's what it was.
It ain't really proving your point. It's really being authentic, and they just, people want to see you, you know, express what happened. You know, as much as we can try to detour away from the mistake we made, we did it. So live up to it. And just, only thing you can get out of it is a yes or no. But don't get a nothing.
Right.
Don't get a nothing. At least you did it. You tried. And guess what? You could try again. So it ain't never over. As many
and
times.
It's never too late.
It's never
people
too. Ooh, it's never
like,
too late.
Oh, they too old to do this or do that. Like, no. Because I be thinking like, huh, I feel like I'm behind. Like, no, I'm actually on a good path. You know,
you're on a good path. Like,
mindset. I can't think I'm behind. But you know what makes people feel like they're behind? Social media. Back then, we didn't have social media to look at and stuff like that. Now we looking at people, influencers, seeing what they got, seeing what they
yeah,
got.
Yeah, you seeing a different, you seeing the best of them.
Yeah, the best of them.
You seeing the best of us. You know, we on social media, you putting the best days, not the raw days. So that rawness is not there. The days where you crying and you like, oh, I'm stressed out, I can't get through this. Or, oh, I'm hungry. Or, man, I'm struggling, you know, financially. Or I'm struggling in this relationship. Or I'm struggling trying to figure out work. I don't want to work here anymore, or you know, so no, you're a lot of that is not being expressed, it's just a lot of it. And at the end of the day, it's our mindset for gravitating to all of the good things, but at the end of the day, a lot of that good should be in our head of motivating us to be like, wow, I am waking up, I'm finna hustle, I'm praying, I'm slaying, I'm manifesting everything great, and just keep it moving, you know. So I had to learn that through the process. It took years of learning how to just think positive, be positive, and because you got to really encourage yourself and motivate yourself before it's even people, you know, so it's like, do I want to sit here in a slump and be mad, or do I want to get out here and do,
you know what I'm saying? So I feel like,
and though I like challenges. I ain't let nothing defeat me.
No.
So you, cause you very competitive. You be at them baby shower games. Listen, she has a lot of, we got a lot of people that just be mad at you at them baby shower games, but I just want everybody to know, like, she's just competitive, and I don't know why she want all the gifts, but you can't win them all, and she will fight you. I won, you ain't, no, you not winning.
They be cheating.
No, you be cheating. You be cheating thinking that you supposed to win every baby shower game. Allow others to have fun in the process, and you taking it like you at the Biggest Loser, and you about to get $1 million at the end. You are only finna get a candle.
Need that candle. Candle's $12 at the store now. Like, what? You gotta make it last for 30
Man,
days?
Man, like, it be real. I be like, you just taking this too far. Like, if you don't sit down, like, listen, we gonna start the games next time when you late. Because we gotta let people
be
there
early because I want that first person that was there gift.
We don't play them games no more. People want to come feeling, people want to come to the baby shower having fun. You made it a whole competition. Like, you gonna make you gonna make the mom to be going to labor.
Not too much, girl. Not too much. Not make the mom going to labor.
Oh man, so yes, another thing I think I wanted to mention was talking about how we allow when we're faced with things and we face with obstacles, and how we allow other people or ourselves to keep us there. You know, when you're going through something and you stuck, and I can say even at work, you know, you're struggling at work, You can't figure out how to get your task completed, and or, you know, or if you had a disagreement with your direct report, as well as, you know, just a friend, a little small argument with your friend, anything. And the first thing we do is we want to connect with somebody. We got to tell somebody what's going on. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, know who your one call that's all is. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I know that if I want to get deep down and dirty, or I want to hear some crazy stuff, I know who to call. But if I need to stay and protect my peace,
yes,
I need to call someone that's going to help me through it. Because we can sit here, drink our glass of wine. We're going to drink. When you go through something, right, what the first thing you want to do, I'm finna drink. Or people that do drugs, I'm about to do a lot of drugs. So you're going to drown yourself in all of that to just get nowhere. You're going to complain. Y'all going to talk about it all day. The next day, it carries on. And guess what? You ain't got nowhere. Like, out of all the complaining, and you didn't do no action. You just, in reality, y'all could have put down a whole lot of plans and worked together and got things done. But instead, we let the negative take over. We let negative energy be intoxicate our bodies. Yep. Versus, like,
you gotta know who to call.
You gotta know who to be around, and you gotta change your circle. Like, hey, don't bring me down, man. Your job is to uplift people. I just did homework on that. You know what I'm saying? Just talking about building up relationships and knowing how it's called corrupt communication. You know what I'm saying? You got your corrupt communication, and then you got your, you know, great communication, or whatever the case may be. So that's the thing, you know, like, corrupt communication will be, you know, dealing with somebody that's, you know, not uplifting you, always putting you down, always got something negative to say, slandering remarks, or just that, versus someone that's going to always keep you uplifted, to, you know, it give you your acknowledgments, inform, you know, let you know, oh man, artist, you did a great job. That was great that you did that, encouraging you to move forward and understanding, like, okay, I know you're doing this. Let's keep going. Great job. Giving you your accolades in life, you know. So that's what we need. We need flowers every day, you yes. know. We need that, you know, and the same within, you know, even with our children, you know, because too, we tend to not think that, you know, hey, that was great. You did a great job. Even if they come with that ugly picture, you know, you got to tell them, that's a pretty picture. Yes. Get between the lines next time. In your head, you're thinking. But just in reality, you know, kids need that too, because nowadays our kids are very sensitive. They yes. use, I wasn't a sensitive kid, you know, so they very sensitive. So you got to watch the things that's coming out your mouth. You know, I'm one of those, I'm a ribber, and I'm a jokester, and I do this. I do my kids, and I'm like, hey, you better have tough skin to come around me, because we go at it. You know what I'm saying? Me and my brother growing up, that's all we did, and we would go there 24/7. So I'm like that with my kids. Like, man, if they don't got no tough skin, I don't know what to tell you. Like, oh my God, you was real sensitive. So, but I'm like, okay, Nikki, just take it back and let me say, come on, let me cuddle and tell you all this stuff, because we don't know what they face with.
Right.
And the same with our, you know, significant others. We can see each other, you know, like, being very strong, but we don't even know what a person is going in, and if we don't even care to ask, like, how was your day today? How are you feeling? Because I know I'm rough around the edges, and you know, when you look at your man, you're like, you better be strong, because I need you to be strong. Come to me and tell me, I need you to rub me and tell me and be emotionally for me, but not understanding that, you know, at some point they may need, you know, that emotional connection from you.
Yes.
So there you have it. So I guess sometimes too, I can say, in like, career wise,
can't give up on your dreams.
Yeah. And as far as certain things that stand in the way of obstacles, is because people, we have a lack of vision. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what our vision and our goals is. So that can be another reason of obstacles standing in the way of our success. You know, a lack of willpower, we can't focus. And also, I want to say, like, trying to please everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, people pleasers. And I'm a people pleaser. And I just, you know, realized, like, Nikki, that's not good, you know. And it was different. Yeah, it was different. My meaning of people pleaser is differently than actual, but I feel that, you know, in the past, I would allow it to kind of interrupt a lot. And now I'm kind of like maintaining this, man, my spirits, and just maintaining the access, because it's just like, I got to let certain people in so I just won't get hurt, or the energy won't be off. My peace is knocked off balance because there's just so much going on. And I'm like, my main focus is, other than God, it's my family. So I got to be present for them. I need to, you know, give a lot all to them. So, you know, we tend to, you know, want to please others, knowing we can't handle this. I got to say no, you know, and trying to be there. And then when I look at it, I can count on less than one hand, like, who would be supportive and be there, you know, in my life. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And I just say, you know, in order to overcome obstacles, well, definitely just stay positive and face it. And I already said, stop complaining. Mm-hmm. Definitely just stop complaining and, you know, evaluate your support system and get you a great support system. You know, who is your support? Sit down and write who supports you and how, because mm-hmm. different people in your life support you differently.
That's true.
They support you differently. So, and you want those positive supporters. You want support groups, you know. And sometimes, hey, you can probably get on a person's nerve complaining about your issues. So now you got to be like, dang, who can I talk to? Get you a therapist. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Get you a therapist. Nothing wrong with that. Because sometimes you will feel like you overwhelm a person with your I would say not problems, because I used to say complaining, but it's not, because sometimes we want to vent. And yeah, some people will look at your venting as, oh, this person is just negative, or they're complaining. And that ain't the case. You're venting and you need some type of help and direction. So sometimes the people in your life, not that person for you. So you have to, you know, get an unjudgmental individual, someone that can help you, that you can talk to, that's biased and not, you know, thinking within. Get a therapist, you know, to help you through that. But other than that, all I can say is the journey is not over. I look at, like, Golden Path. If you guys look at my G on the path, and you see people walking on that, because it's just like we walking down a path and we trying to find, following the light of the path and walking in the journey. As I look through me trying to accomplish goals, and I'm like, man, I'm not where I want to be at. I imagine myself walking down that path and still continuing walking in that light. But I haven't reached it yet, because I don't want to reach it yet, because I don't want to get complacent. I don't want to get stuck. I don't want to stop and feel like I did it. Nope. There's still so much more to do. And then on that path, we not alone. I'm not alone. We not alone on our path. So it's either we got our family and our crew and our groups and support with us. And at the end of the day, if we don't have them with us, we bringing people along during the journey. Yeah. So it's like the law of the lid. You know what I'm saying? If you know about that, you got to think about that law of the lid, John Maxwell, you know. So we can't grow without bringing people with us. You got to get up there. Okay. So.
And to keep your balance, you must keep moving.
You better keep moving. Well, I say moving and grooving.
Must stay moving and grooving.
Yes, indeed. Through the process. So. That's all I have to say is with that journey, you guys. So I just hope that today was a breath of fresh air. It was refreshing for you. You know, get your, man, notebooks out. Get your energy on. Write down your goals, you guys. We already in August. So at the end of the day, it's not too late for the end of the year. We starting to prepare for 2023. Mm-hmm. And you want to sit down and think about all the things. Let's start with this year or last year. All the things that you started.
And you don't gotta start in the beginning of the month because people always be like, you know what? Start September 1st. Like, no.
No, start today. Start today. Write down these things from last year, this year, obstacles, things that got in your way, and figure out opportunities and ways to what you gonna do to overcome it and achieve it. I bet you gonna feel great.
Yes.
You know, feel great, because at the end of the day, you gonna say, man, I stopped doing this because of that, and I jumped back on it and I finished it. You are gonna feel awesome. So please go back to that, pull it out, and get moving on that. Wake up.
Right.
The world is not stopping. And as you know, 24 hours now feel like five.
Man,
it's not enough time in a day for us. So at the end of the day, we got to YOLO. We got to live life, have fun doing it, manifest, and just like whatever. You know,
and
things is going to happen.
Stop you, because success is what happens after you survived all your mistakes.
Yep. People say, hey, well, Nikki, you can say that because it is. No, I can say that because I still live it today.
Yeah.
I still live it today. I'm still on an obstacle, on a maze,
you
know,
okay.
Or Pac-Man going through, you know, because there are still obstacles and there are still things that, you know, stop progression. So, no. We're still fighting, and I'm still fighting, and I'm going to fight for me, and I'm going to fight for y'all. So I hope that you fight for you so you can do what you got to do. And after that, I see you moving and grooving. So until then, yeah. I done spoke my piece. I done spoke enough. I love you guys. Keep it up. Keep moving and grooving through the process. Don't give up. Keep your head up, your heels on. For guys, don't put on the heels. If you don't want to wear the heels, you can't walk like how we walk and step and move. Well, you probably can, because listen, we all can do what each other can do, because women didn't think back then, well, we couldn't do what men could do, but it's the women.
It's the women
for me. But no, you guys keep going strong and keep it going, and good luck until the next time. And thank you so much for tuning in to GP After Dark with your girl, Moving and Grooving with Nikki. And I'm out.
Peace.